Change your heart to a star. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guide. Could I build a house on the ocean? Could I place our love in the sky? But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. Could have turned you into a priestess. I could have burned your feet in the sand. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess. Life's a guess. I hope it's gonna last. But it all really doesn't matter at all. No, it all really doesn't matter at all. Life's a guess.
Just looking all the way around. It disappears this year. I miss this microphone every day. Can't wait for Wednesday. So this is Piñata Hour. I have Bleach in the house. Hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi. We're doing good. They're drinking Jarritos. I like those. It's a Mexican drink.
Jarrito.
Jarritos. So we got Frank. Frank is setting up.
I think I forgot my hard drive, dude. I'm looking for music.
Oh, man. Well, we got Bleach here. Maybe they can just sing. Or just looking like a cappella, like Boyz II Men.
Hey.
Okay, so we're gonna do a little intro right now. And this is Piñata Hour. We got Bleach, Peg Like Love. It's also coming up. They probably are in the elevator as we speak. And give me your name first.
I'm Jesse.
And
I'm Jennifer.
Yeah, and this is Bleach, Piñata Hour. We're going to come back with them for a quick interview, and we're going to play some of their music. Whose list is this? Is that your DJ list?
Oh, this DJ list?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's both of ours together.
Nice. So what we're listening here right now is, what would you say? Like, you prefer...
this is like the music that inspires us.
Yeah, nice. And just the music we like right now. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, we're going to get back to that right now, and then we're going to come back and do an interview. For those who are listening to the show right now, you can call, what number? We got that?
1-800? 1-800-893-9562.
Oh, yeah, that's the number. So go ahead, give us a call, and you can ask any question. Bleach, if they bleach their clothes or not, or do they bleach their hair?
The hair.
Or do they bleach, I don't know.
Jean jackets.
Yeah. Pants.
Hey, Frank, have you ever bleached something in your hair?
My ass hairs. Long story.
Right. So, Big Chan, are you ready?
There you go.
We're going to play some of their songs right now, and we come back.
We'll be right back.
Piñata Hour on Skid Row Studios. Caller, who's this?
Hello?
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 Caller, are you there?
Hello?
Is that... I don't know. Caller.
Anybody there?
This is a message for Christian Engard. If you are not, Christian.
That sounds like I guess she called
the Matrix.
Second pause for you to disconnect.
I'm not Christian.
Oh, that's weird.
By continuing
fuck it. We're going to keep playing some of the music.
Yeah.
We'll be back.
Yeah.
hit this?
No, no le pegué.
Okay.
There you go.
¿Qué es eso?
I don't know. Okay, I want to do a little intro.
Okay.
Can I,
okay.
May I do a little intro for you guys? Oh, we got Pillar Glove. Say, what's up, guys? Hi.
What's up?
Hey, yes.
Hello.
So. Oh, I hit the stick there. Fucked up. Can I do it again?
Yeah,
can
I do it again.
I need to practice. We got Bleach in the house. Hi.
Hi. Drinking a 40. Miller.
Yeah. Who's drinking a 40 here?
40 ounce of freedom.
Oh,
40
nice.
Ounce casualties.
Breakfast of the champions.
And Cheerios.
So, we got, introduce yourself again.
Jesse. And I'm Jennifer.
And you guys are sisters, right?
Yes.
How long you guys been playing together?
It's for a while. Since
Oh, when was your first band you really put together?
When we were in high school,
this band, DBL.
Dead Banana Ladies.
Yeah.
We were like a thrash band. It was when we were in I was in 10th grade or 11th. What grade were you in?
I was probably in 9th.
Okay, so I was in 11th grade. She was in 9th, and we started this, thrash band together.
Well, that's how it is, you know?
Yeah.
You start like that. Well, it looks like you got a lot of support from your parents.
Yeah.
That's so cool because, you know, my girl's playing. I don't know. Some people trip. But maybe your parents, you know, like what you guys do. That's pretty cool. A lot of support.
It's music.
Yeah,
totally.
They both play music, so.
Yeah, that's cool. As long as you're off the pole, you're good. Music, whatever, you know?
Oh, wait, the both play what? The musicians as
yeah,
well?
Our yeah, our dad plays
oh, okay.
guitar and
oh,
bass.
That's, yeah, there we
our
go.
Mom sings.
And yeah. Oh, cool. Okay. Nice. So, okay, so you guys were on Mika.
Miko.
Exactly. Thank you. And, one of the big questions out there is, what happened? You know, it's it was great. I liked the band.
Yeah, we liked it.
Yeah, we started that band when we were all really young, and I think we just did it because we used to go to shows every weekend, and we were let's just start our own band.
Yeah.
So we just found friends and started playing music together, and then eventually just started playing shows and didn't actually think anyone would even like us. So it just got kind of way more popular than we expected. And then
We started touring a lot.
Yeah, and then we started touring.
Yes.
I think eventually all of us were wait, what happened?
Yeah, you guys got a big buzz.
Yeah.
You guys were out there. I mean,
yeah.
And all of a sudden it's I'm gone.
Yeah.
So it's everything okay with your other members?
Yeah, we're all cool? friends and stuff. It's just everyone,
nice.
I think everyone just wanted to go on and do other things.
Cool.
We're all different going to school. And,
hey, listen, we have a caller.
Okay.
Let's see if hopefully this house a caller. I pray to God. I pray to Allah. Okay, so we got a caller. Hello?
It's calling back.
Oh, God. Can't people work phones? Jesus.
So anyway, so you guys...
There you go.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey,
hello?
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller, yes. Sign language? We have that service, too. The Morse? Is that the chicken is ready? Is that what it is?
my friend texted me. Oh, no. He tweeted, said, what the fuck is the studio you guys are at? It sounds like you're at a bar. we are at a bar.
It's actually inside a bar.
Yeah, we're in a bar.
I did hear some bottles, wait, I hear someone's voice. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, am I online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trent.
What's up, man?
Hey, Trent.
You should come to the bar.
Wait, is there a helicopter going by right now? Or is that...
It's machine gun fire, right?
Yeah,
no, I'm 40. I'm 40.
Wait. Just so you guys know, there's a civil war out there. You know?
Wait, Print. Is this Print?
This is Donnie from Tuscaloosa. I was wondering if you got Bleached online.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
What's
Bleached
up?
Sound like an early Jefferson Airplane. They sound really good.
Nice.
Oh, right on. Wait, where did you...
Hello?
So yeah, is there a helicopter going over you?
Do you have any questions for... Do you have any questions for this... For Bleach? Do you have any questions for them?
Yeah. How many girls are in that band?
Two
at the moment.
Y'all are like an early Jefferson Airplane. I just wanted to call and tell y'all that.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
That's real nice.
Thank you very much.
She just gave me the look like, I think I know who it is. Is that it?
Yeah.
Cool. So where's he calling from? Tuscaloosa?
Tuscaloosa.
Is that Canada?
Is that by TJ?
Anyway, he's gone, right?
I think so.
Jeremy, is he on?
There's another caller. Oh, go ahead, caller.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm calling for Bleach.
Hey. Yes, can I take your message?
Hi.
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 How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah, I'm like big fans of you guys.
Cool. Where are you from?
I'm from the town La Puente. I don't know if you guys ever heard of it.
Where's that at?
I don't know. I have no idea where La Puente is.
La Puente.
It's off the map. It's really far from LA.
Like off the 10.
Well, I don't really have a house. I'm like a kind of like a squatter kid. I'm using my friend's cell phone.
Oh, cool.
Well, tell your friend thanks.
Yeah. They're the best. I live with them. They feed me and stuff. Oh. Pretty cool.
That's nice. Friends.
Is that a Mexican family? Is that a Mexican family?
They are Mexican. Yeah, they're total Mexican.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took me in as their own.
You must eat a lot of tacos, huh?
A lot of tacos. But not like the girl tacos.
What is a girl taco?
Like,
I don't know if I can say that on the phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. You can say anything you want.
I'd say it.
You can say anything you want.
Panocha?
Oh, really?
Yeah, what do you give a shit?
Yeah, panocha.
I feel like panocha. Yeah,
all right.
Totally.
Oh, nice.
I'd stay away from those.
Is that what a taco girl?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Taco. Taco.
Mexican pussy is...
Yeah.
You call it?
I call it taco.
Oh.
Well, I do.
Taco, not
taco de buche.
Ew.
If it wasn't for Bleach being here, I would never ever learn about this.
Yeah, taco.
We got some nice fans.
But it's like kryptonite to you, huh?
Totally. I mean, I wish Bleach was a group of guys, not girls. I would have to do with them.
What? Wait, this guy sounds crazy.
Yeah, we love him. Hey, listen, how long you been listening to Bleach? For how long do you know them?
Well, I first heard them, I'm trying to remember. I used to listen to them like when in Mika Miko, back when there were two of them were in Mika Miko, and when I used to hang out at the Smell, and then... I just heard they had this new project, so I've been following them since.
Cool.
Okay,
nice. Yeah. He knows about you guys. Nice.
Yeah.
Do you think, are you guys ever going to come back? Is Mika Miko ever?
Not planning on it.
Not planning on it, but maybe.
Who knows?
We'll get back together for the night.
Yeah. Well, if you have any cash, you can do that.
We recently did do a show at The Smell where it was kind of like everyone from Mika Miko were...
Playing
in a band or DJing, so that's like
no hard stares, like
no, not at all.
Okay.
No, cool. We're all friends hanging out.
I feel like Bleach is the future.
Well,
all this talk about Bleach, thinking about that, ain't no Bleach
drugs
you were talking about,
honestly. Yeah. Anyways, hey, do we have any other tracks ready set up over there?
Yeah,
all right. So what we're going to play first here, this is one of you guys' tracks.
Think of You is the first one that I got on the list.
Okay, this one's called Think of You. It's on our second 7-inch on Art Fag. And there's actually a music video coming out for the song.
I want to see it because I see the other ones. So.
Who directed it?
Our friend Lana.
Cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Lana Kim.
Looking forward.
They're going to premiere it on Pitchfork.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Okay. On Wednesday.
Oh, wow. Pitchfork. Pitchfork.
Bicho for.
Yeah.
What was the name of that song?
No Friend of Mine.
No Friend of Mine.
No Friend
Hello?
Of Mine. Hello. Hello, caller. Hi, caller.
Hi, girl.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Am I on with the girls right now?
Yeah, we're right here.
Sure are.
This is exciting. This is big stuff. Girls?
Yes.
Boy? I love you guys. I love you guys.
Oh, cool.
Oh, we love you too.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he sounds like he really means it.
I know.
I know, yeah.
He's nervous. Leave him alone.
Right now. Are you wearing your pants?
Where do you live?
I live in by Santa Barbara.
Oh, we're going to be up there soon, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you guys, I think you guys are playing at someplace in like downtown Santa Barbara. I think I'm going to try to go.
Yeah.
But I have a question.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question. What is your favorite song in the world right now?
Oh my God! Oh. I feel like in the world right now.
Okay, mine would be Dwight Twilley, "Looking for the Magic." That's Jennifer, by the way.
I feel like
what was it?
Dwight Twilley, and the song's called "Looking for the Magic."
Okay, I'm gonna look that up because
it's
I
the
like
best
the,
song
like
ever.
The stuff that you like.
And I would say you should look up the song. It's this guy, Eric, he's a real psychedelic German dude from the 70s, Norderland. It's a good song.
Okay. Anybody else there?
Yeah.
No, just us two. Oh, well, I mean from the band, yeah, just us
left.
Two. But
what's your,
these two guys.
What do you listen, what's your favorite?
Oh, me?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, shit. Well, damn.
For me, now, damn. Hanson.
Hanson
yes.
Mine would be like Selena
like,
Gomez.
What about
Selena Gomez for me? Really?
Nalga me Dios.
Is that
a,
any song?
What?
Is any song by those artists, Hanson and Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Mm-ba.
Well, I'm just really glad I got to talk to you guys. This is a big moment.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll see you soon, Santa Barbara. What's your name?
My name's Randall.
Oh, Randall.
Randall.
We have a friend named Randy Randall.
That's cool.
Yeah. Cool.
Randy Randall?
But yeah.
My name is mine, but double trouble.
Yeah, double.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Okay, I gotta go. Love you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Fans.
Okay, so do we have one more song or? I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, what is the title there?
This one's... So, this one's called Dazed.
Oh, Dazed.
Dazed.
Right.
Smells good in here.
It does smell pretty good.
Raise your hand if you're sure. Yeah.
Okay, so what's the name of this song again? I'm sorry.
Dazed.
Henry from Paleo just says, sounds like you are. Days.
I think you are.
Dedicated to you guys.
And come
thank you. Oh, Jennifer dedicated a song to me. Oh. That's special. Okay, so let's go ahead and play it right now.
Hey, there's
a
caller.
Give a shout out now.
We can take the call.
Oh, our friend.
Say hi to BC.
Yeah, if you know BC,
yo, BC,
buy him,
he wants
tonight
at the cha-cha. That's it. That's
it. That's quick. I want to give a shout out to La Cita tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to have a piñata party there, volume 2. We're going to have Pele Glove. We're going to have Santoros. Them Holy Bones, I guess. The Rain Cats. They used to be in my pit.
Is someone on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Wow. I forgot about him.
That's a good ear.
I was listening to all the shout outs, man. I was waiting for Matt Time Radio to come out on there.
This is Crail from Matt Time Radio. He's just calling in to.
Oh, hey, what's up, dude?
Big shout outs, yo.
This guy's a new member into the SkillRoadStudios.com family. He's like, he has a jiu jitsu ass kicking.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, Iron Guns.
I just finished listening to that song Days, man. I like it.
Cool.
Thanks.
You guys are doing a good job up there, so I just kind of. To say hi and just support the other crew on the team up there.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
I get your taco.
All right, piñata hour. Knock it out of the park.
Hey, thanks for calling, man.
Later days.
Bye.
All right, see you guys later.
Later.
Raul, call us right now.
No. Okay, on the last song we just heard. Who's doing guitar there?
Both of us. But she's doing the solo. Jesse.
Oh, the solo. I like what you do, right?
So good. Oh, thanks.
You make the bitch, you like make it cry.
Bend that string.
She makes the guitar cry.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's a hook. That's like, nice. I hear people doing that. But
hello?
That
someone's on the phone.
Oh, what?
Hello?
I want to know why you guys aren't playing FYF and why I won't be seeing you on Saturday.
Oh, why don't
I would like to know us. I would like to know that too. Why aren't we playing that?
Yeah, I would like to know that too.
FYF.
We would have
for
loved to
your,
play that. We would have loved to also.
You
play
will
like
next year.
An after party would have been cool.
Yeah, an after party would have been cool.
Cool,
but,
I don't know. I guess we'll just be hanging out.
Yeah, but you guys done show with them before, right? With
Yeah. We're just kidding.
I'm also friends with your friend Stephanie Wise, who does the thing to me or stuff.
Yeah.
Oh. So, yeah, she's a really good girl.
Who
are we talking to? Who's
it? Yeah, Stephanie. Awesome. Stephanie. Shout out to Stephanie.
Hey, Steph.
She made it happen.
Good job.
Also, last question. I want a full length. When can I expect that?
Like next year.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
No,
seriously?
Really. Yeah. We're doing another 7-inch and some other songs within this year, and then next year
we'll have a full length for you.
Just for you.
All right.
We'll dedicate you.
Fine. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, cool.
Thank you for calling.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So there you go. People want a full length now.
I know.
You got the world in your shoulder now.
A lot of pressure.
No, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, I want to ask Frank, are you ready, bro?
Estoy listo.
All right. He sounds like he's ready. So, Bleach, I want to thank you for coming down to Piñata Hour here at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah.
We love you guys.
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
Really nice. So, we're going to say goodbye to you guys, and we're going to have a Pick Like Love up next in the second hour. So if you want to stick around, go ahead. If you don't, just go. Push one.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
All right. So we got
that was the wrong one.
Oh. All right.
There you go. Wait. He's my sound guy.
Sorry. All right.
He's the engineer. Big chain right there. That's the engineer.
Engineer.
All
right.
Yeah.
Big chain. And this is Lee.
Lee.
Hey, Lee.
Yeah.
One more. And this is Tecate.
Yeah.
Tecate moved by Tecate. Sounds like I'm doing a Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
So fake.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, we're going to go. When is your next show? Do you have anything coming up?
Show is the
Santa Barbara on the 8th, San Diego on the 9th, and then Pomona on The 10th.
Where in Pomona?
At Aladdin Jr. with this band Tremors and this band Business Cats.
Business Cats, Tremors.
Nice. And another band.
Okay, we'll look into it.
Go.
All right, so we're going to let Frank LaPaul do his thing. He's going to do some mixing. And we thank you guys. Thank you for coming down.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Come back anytime.
Gracias.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Frank LeBeau in the mix. We got Peg Leg Love here at Piñata Hour. What's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Good to see you guys. It's been a long
Good
time.
Good to be here, man.
Where's this guy at?
Travis is taking the wheels.
Oh, yeah? All right. Well.
He's in the little boys' room.
So, hey, Big Chain, do we have those tracks ready to go? Or I'm just asking. I'm just
not yet. Okay, he's all right. Working on getting that to me. So.
All right, man. And so right now we have we got Henry.
Hey.
Yo. Hey, yo. And Ilir, what's up, baby?
Hey.
What's up?
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
We got to do an art show together probably, you know, very soon.
Yeah. I'm having one in November 5th.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, at the Santro.
Okay.
Nice.
So, okay, so we got some new tracks, right? You guys did some new material?
Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Sounds
cool.
Really good. Sounds awesome.
And are those already?
Well...
Are they all complete? Are you guys going to release it? How are you guys going to release it? Like, just in CDs?
I always like vinyl, but, you know, not a lot of people care about vinyl. At the same time, I don't know. It's a money thing right now.
Right.
But usually just CD. You
know. Okay.
The only thing I have on record is like a 7-inch.
I like tapes.
Tape are cheap. It's a cool. It also looks. It's cool. You know,
I never
cool,
like tapes because they always got melted or
ate. Hey, do you like cheese?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. We got a caller.
I hear somebody.
Yeah, we got a caller here. Yeah. At what's up? Who's this?
Yeah, actually, I was just calling. I wanted to order a large pepperoni. and shout out to Matt Time Radio.
Yeah. Matt Time Radio is Matt bombing Radio. Pinata Hour
That's it. Click.
Okay. Click.
Gone.
Nice. Okay, so now we have Travis. He just walked in right now with an entourage. 20 people with him behind. Okay, so you guys have a new stuff just released. Who did the recording for you guys?
Our friend Charlie Gardner. It's a friend.
Sorry, I had to clean and pee off the toilet seat.
It's good, my friend. So who did it? Who was doing
Charlie.
It?
Charles Gardner.
Yeah.
He was he used to play bass with Blake Lewis from Moving Units, so he's been around LA for a long time. He's just a good friend of mine.
Really cool guy.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. I saw some of the pictures where you guys doing the recording.
That's my garage.
Yeah.
I dragged mattresses off the street, and then I made myself a little smelly sound booth for my drums. Yeah. That came out good, though.
When you do stuff like that, doesn't it, like, you appreciate more you recording?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Right?
Of course.
It's kind of like guerrilla recording. It's cool.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to hear it.
Me neither. I'm trying to find it right now.
Shit's hard. But you guys heard it before, though, right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, we've heard like the final mix, but we haven't heard the masters yet.
Yeah, it still needs to be.
Nice.
We left it in the hands of the man, Yuli, right now to master our stuff for us.
Nice.
Thesis.
Yeah, I saw you out there, man. You were like, hey, I need help with this.
I thought it would be easier than it was, but it fucking wasn't.
No, it's because, But if you want to do mastering, you got to like...
We got as far as we could get. We got pretty damn far.
I think you did pretty much a lot, and, you know. Yeah. Shit getting done now.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the last step.
Hey, I want to ask you, did you guys end up playing El Cid?
No.
No, actually.
Did anything happen at El Cid anyways? Or was just...
The creative director, Juliana, is no longer with them, and she's the girl that was hooking us up and... You know, moving us along, and she severed ties with them. So, I don't know about El Cid anymore. I'm not.
Wow.
No, they gypped.
What happened to that?
Yeah.
What happened to the Sunset Junction? Jeez.
They bent us over and fucked us in the ass.
Man. Nice and you know what? I was talking. I think I was talking to you or Henry about like no paying you guys like right away like what they promised.
Oh yeah, they said because
when I saw that I was like that's about time, you know, they shouldn't.
Yeah, right. I heard a lot of bad things of
right,
that's it,
crazy,
like they don't really treat bands pretty well.
Yeah, fuck it.
We waited patiently and then nothing came through. And we went, we played 3 shows, and then we didn't get nothing.
Yeah, but now we're playing a bunch of shows now. Yeah. So.
Ooh, good man.
Playing a lot of shows. In-
and are you guys playing anytime soon?
Tonight. Tonight.
Where? What's tonight? Like, what's going on tonight?
It's La Piñata Party.
That's right. Did you see my little flyers I made?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I like
those
it.
Are big flyers.
Well, those are the ones I'm going to take there tonight. Plastic everywhere, so... Well, what was that?
Don't worry about it.
Stan, hey, what are you cooking? Anyways, so yeah, tonight we have a piñata party, La Cita tonight. It's $8 at the door. If you RSVP to piñatahour@gmail.com, you go inside for $5. But if you're listening right now, the I give you a password. You can just say that to the door girl and you get inside for $5. What's the password, Frank? I don't know. You guys want to meet up a password right here, right now? For those who are listening, they can go inside tonight for $5. What's the password, guys? Come on. Give me a password. Mastering? Mastering.
Mastering?
No, right?
No.
Nah.
Hard.
Mastering?
The imagine password. Trying to say somebody, imagine somebody high and drunk trying to come up and say,
oh, man.
The password.
Mota. Mota.
Or, no.
Mota?
This one. Bubba Gump.
I think it's
what's the password? Bubba Gump. If you're drunk, you could say that.
I think it should be chupa un pedo de mi culo.
Yeah, that one too.
Yeah, it's a good one because like 85% of this, 85% is going to be Hispanic tonight. Yeah. I got a feeling.
I think so.
I got a feeling.
Toyota.
So what are you guys drinking tonight? What's your selection tonight?
Water, huh?
We got a few. Freaking white pee.
I guess.
He's drinking apple juice. That's a big bottle.
We got some 40s. They're basically 40s of pee.
Hey, so you guys recorded 10 songs?
Yeah,
10. And since Henry came into the picture, those are new songs with us, bass lines?
Goddamn right.
Yeah.
Wow. That's pretty cool, man.
Nice.
That's tight. Like, how long has it been since...
Since I joined, I don't know, it's been like what?
A couple months. I work fast.
That's pretty good. That's
no,
progress.
Yeah, 5 months.
So, you know, everybody knows out there, like, you know, that's a sign of a, you know, a badass band because they can just kill it, get together, kill it, produce it, record it, master it, and get shit done, you know? That's nice.
Yeah, man. Sounds. It's all. Alir, man, comes up with the...
Yeah, Alir's the man.
Yeah.
Man.
But that's what, you know, it works faster, so it's like things get done.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when is your next show besides the one tonight, La Cita?
Damn, this week, like pretty much
the
rest of the
Thursday.
Week.
We're playing Thursday.
Yeah.
5-star bar.
5-star, and then we're playing in San Dimas, right?
Yeah.
On the 2nd.
Zendeja's on the 22nd. But before that, there's some couple shows in between, but we play a lot. I mean, I can't even keep track anymore. It's like a lot of work going
on. Who's the one that checks the emails and check into it, like booking?
Me and Travis both do it.
Okay, that's cool.
But Henry's also coming into it.
Yeah.
But he also has his shit to worry about,
I'm still new. But I'm in.
He's not doing paperwork yet?
No. No W-9s. I don't even know what you claim. Anyways, I'm uploading these fucking songs. It's process, man.
Yeah.
Just for two of them. God damn it.
And that long, man.
Yeah, it'd just be easier to come in with a tape on. Just like,
it's popping.
Well, what kind of tape, Doug? Is right now, this guy right there, I don't think he has tape.
I don't see a tape deck anywhere.
Yeah, he's like, no.
Well, I guess we don't have anything.
No, but.
Here we go.
I got the songs on the Facebook page if you want.
I got them.
Yeah, throw another one.
No, wait, it looks like... hold on, Travis, I think you got something going on there. So anyway, so... who came up with the name, Pick Like Love?
Well,
who's the founding members here?
Of course.
This is Alir.
Alir?
Yeah. Go for it, dude.
I started back in, like, 2005, late 2005.
What do you name it, Pick Like Love?
Tell him the story so I can drink a beer.
Okay, out of a... like old novel, like a book that was like, it's called Law Rides the Range.
Right.
But I started reading it and I just was looking for band names and I, You know, first you start in the dictionary, and then you're trying to find some other names because you don't want a the because there's plenty of the. And then I came across, you know, this name for, it's like the villain of the character was, his name's Peg That Glove. And he's like the bad guy. So, you know, a lot of people think that it's like either a pirate thing or an amputee thing. You know,
yeah.
So usually, yeah, it started from like,
because when you Google it, that's what comes out, like a guy sitting on a chair with his
One time,
prosthetics.
Yeah, people take it a lot differently than expected. But yeah. I was thinking also along the lines of like, you know, Peggy Sue and Buddy Holly and stuff like that. Because
nice. What are your influences?
A lot of stuff from industrial to metal to just. You know, but the one guitarist I like a lot is Roland S. Howard.
Nice. What about you, Travis?
Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
The Bieber. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm digging Selena Gomez lately.
Yeah. Maybe because she's getting older.
I don't know.
How old is she? 10?
Don't mess with her. What about you, Henry? Truce.
What? Wait. I don't think.
What? Music.
What are your influences?
My influences? Oh, man, this is a lot.
Well, just give me 20. Let's keep it small, okay? Just give me 20.
Narrow it down
here. From the 90s.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, just give me whatever.
Like a lot of 80s, like 70s hardcore punk.
He likes disco. Much.
Yeah.
Do you think that matters if a band comes together, like in order for them to find some chemical, you know, like attraction to build up music and build up momentum and, you know, keep it going?
I think it just depends if they like, you know, if they like music,
right?
What do you, you know, what's going on? But I don't know. I mean, bands can fall like in a couple of months because they all randomly join sometimes.
Yeah.
We're all different, though.
Yeah.
All three of us.
All three of us have different.
But we have common grounds, which is what makes a band, I think.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't think, it's like, when you all dress alike, it just takes a certain thing out of it.
The culture, too, you know?
Yeah.
I think, you know?
Like Rolling Stones fan.
Yeah.
No Beatles.
Lips.
Sorry.
Nice.
No Beatles.
Sorry.
Yeah, I hate the Beatles.
What?
I don't hate them. Don't get me wrong. I just like the Rolling Stones. That's all.
Damn, these earphones pick up
everything.
Or this mic.
Damn, yeah,
I could hear the helicopter outside or whatever.
No, it's the microphones, man.
Oh man,
can you hear that?
You're messing with the real deal.
Can you hear me taking a rip? Can you hear that?
I can hear your beard nestling against the windscreen. Oh. It's making it.
You want to clean dishes?
No.
Look at you! You got a big. You have a beard too.
Nah, this is not a beard. This is like good.
What is that then?
This is a baby beard. This thing has training wheels on it right now.
You got Viking.
You see me with my
Viking.
You see me.
I'm gonna take your land.
Yeah.
Fucking Romans.
Bastards.
Pretty much.
That's what happened to them.
You see me with a real beard before. You know what I'm talking about. You can stick your pinky through it.
Oh like yes, I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta shave these monsters, man.
What for your 9-to-5er?
What
is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
You tell me.
It's a 7-to-9 now.
Okay. Damn, this shit.
Part time.
This whole thing just traded like a comedy show right here. I love it. We're just cracking jokes. This is funny.
I know.
And then I have a little part time job. Is that right there?
Yeah, that's a good part time job. I got a little part time job too. A little filming, you know.
Whatever. Yeah, man, we gotta do something, man. Gotta do a porn.
No, not right now.
No porno. Anyways, the porno industry's on a hiatus right now. Somebody got AIDS.
Oh.
It sucks. I don't care.
But AIDS in these days, I think it's like whatever. It's just like I have a fever. I have a fever.
It's like a cold.
Alair and I just saw a freaking one of those huge ass billboards with Magic Johnson and some AIDS ad. I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't have AIDS anymore.
He's healthy. He's healthier than any of us.
It sucks.
Yeah. He's in denial.
Oh, what's
hello?
What was that?
Damn it, they're tapping into my wires.
Is that Magic Johnson?
Oh, no. It's sorry, Magic. I didn't mean shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, man, what's up?
That sounds like Shaq.
It's go ahead, caller.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Hello.
Hola.
excuse me. This is my first time calling on the radio, so I'm a little nervous. So, but is this Pinata? Pinata? Pinata Hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Pinata Hour.
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm a little nervous, so.
Hold on a second, caller. You're not on the air yet.
Please, oh, okay, I'll wait. Hold on.
Is this a Jerky Boy skit?
Okay, go ahead. Now you're on the air.
I'll hold. Okay, I'll hold till I'm on the air.
Okay, we are on the air.
Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
I'm literally on the air.
Before we go back on the air, do I sound all right, or am I doing a good job? Or
yeah, you're doing great, caller. Get one second, we'll put you on the air.
Okay, hold on. I'm a little nervous right now, so just let me get ready to be on the air. Okay, hold on 1 second.
You want to hang up and go and pee first? You want to go pee?
Now you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, Pinata.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Pinata.
Hey.
I'm a really first time caller. Oh man, are you guys laughing at me right now? Oh my god.
We have a live audience here. We have like about 40 people standing.
Oh my god.
What's
I'm
going?
So nervous right now. I hope I'm doing a good job.
Don't shit your pants now.
Am I on the air?
Yeah. Hi. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
Okay. So, Pinata, I was listening to you guys, and I hear there's a man in the studio, and by the name of Henry. Is that true?
Yes, he is. He's right in front of me. What's up?
Now, I just want to know: is that the same Henry that's in a band that's called Bastidas?
Yes.
Bastidas.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Henry. I'm such a big fan. Am I on the air?
Thanks.
Yes, you are.
You are on the air.
Literally on the air, buddy.
Can you tell me? And by the way, shout out to Matt Time Radio, by the way. But what's going on with Bastidas? Bastidas.
Bastidas. It's just chilling. Waiting for.
Are you guys going to be playing shows, or what? Are you guys going to be busting out some music, or?
Not anytime soon. Right now, we're all just chilling, but we're still together. Yeah.
Oh, so are you guys? Do you guys go to practice, or what's going on with the band, man? Because
everyone's doing their own thing right now.
But so you're in Peg Leg?
Yes, I'm playing bass with Peg Leg Love.
Oh, that's so great, Mr. Yeah. Henry. I'm such a big fan of Bastidas. So.
Hey, are you Japanese?
No.
You sound Japanese to me.
Or Korean.
You sound half Japanese.
yeah. You know what? But this Japanese we're talking right now that is on the other line. It's a very known Japanese too.
Well, Pinata, very good job.
Hold on, caller. I'll put you on the air.
Oh, okay, hold on. Let me get ready to get on the air. Okay, just hold. Give me 10 seconds.
Okay.
Money.
I love this guy.
You're on the air.
No, he's gone. He's gone, yeah.
Holy mother of God.
Wow.
Matt Time Radio. Check it out, Matt Time Radio. Okay, anyway, so you guys are playing tonight, Alasita, and then what is the other show you guys are going to play?
Five Star, September 1st.
Okay. Hey, Big Chain.
Oh, I got to give a shout-out,
too. Oh, you want to give it? I want to ask you one thing. Do we have those tracks ready for these guys
to play? Yeah, we do.
All right, cool.
Two tracks.
Okay. Yeah, that's good.
Let me give my shout-out, yo.
Yo, give it up, man.
I need to give a shout out to Pinata Hour.
yeah. No,
but seriously, I need to give a shout out to What Cheer Bar, the homie Anthony Giancola. He put on this crazy event.
Nice.
He placed at Sunset Junction and got reviewed in LA Weekly, and they totally, pumped it up. It was good. He also does Harvard and Stone, which we're having an event put together this month there with hopefully Conquistador. So that should be tight too. That's it. Holler.
Conquistador. That's the one with the mirrors.
With Alex, he's a very man with the crazy beard and mustache combo.
Wow. Sounds like you.
And also,
crazy beard.
Yeah.
Maybe another Viking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a Viking too.
You guys
yeah.
Like yeah.
Should I let my hair grow?
Hey.
Huh?
Yeah.
Let that hair grow and twizzle your mustache.
I'll probably look like Antonio Banderas.
Yeah.
Hola.
Right? Why are you guys looking down? You laugh and look down. What the fuck?
Because they're fucking
I can mistaken you for Middle Eastern. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. Dude, you know what? I was standing once on 5th in Los Angeles.
It's Saddam King Eddie's brother.
I was standing on 5th in Los Angeles at King Eddie's. By the way, something's going down at King Eddie's this Friday.
I've heard about that place. Well, it just came out, right?
Passed it.
Like, yeah.
I used to live downtown when I did. That place was fucking scummy. But it wasn't called King Eddie's, though.
Wait. We have a caller. Go ahead, caller. We have a caller.
That's the same place, man. It's still scummy.
Still scummy.
Nah,
yeah.
It's beautiful, totally, though.
Can't take the scum away.
I thought they totally, like, that's a new...
You're thinking of Krabby Joe's.
Maybe.
Yeah,
Krabby Joe's.
No, but King Eddie, man, that place is crazy.
Is that where they filmed the little person fight in Jackass with Wee Man? It
looked like it.
Looked
like it.
I don't really know.
They done a lot of things there, but I don't know.
Whatever.
Yeah, there's always.
Go to King Eddie's Saloon.
Holler
this Friday.
Who's gonna be there?
Verbs.
Yeah, I like
hip hop. We have hip hop every Friday there, man. You can't mixing it up.
Have you not met Jake Gallagher yet?
I've seen his name up, but little by little they're gonna come down.
He does the Galaga.
Oh yeah.
Badass shit. You guys should do something together, honestly. Because yeah. I just filmed something at Lot One for him, and it was.
Well, I'm working out right now with Dr. Dre, so I don't know if I'm gonna.
Shit.
Yeah, I don't know if you have any time.
All right, well,
these people don't take me seriously, Frank.
Yeah, busy man.
We're gonna
man.
Do, man. We're gonna
yeah,
do. It.
Yeah.
Hey, you ready to play something?
Yeah, man.
All right, we're gonna play some Frank LePaul before we get kicked out of the.
Even though,
by the way, Frank plays fucking awesome. Yeah.
I forgot my hard drive. I don't know what.
Whatever. It sounds.
But wait a minute. Wait, let's play some two tracks from Pele Glove right now, and then we get back to Frank LePaul. So, what do we have here? What are we playing there?
Perfect World and The Storm.
Is that
good?
Yeah, that's good.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah, is that good to you?
Yeah,
sure. Huh? You want it? You want it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want it? All right, let's do this, man. Play it. was nice, man. It sounded so clean. I like the drums on it.
Thanks.
Great job.
That was the first time we heard it.
Yeah, that was the first time
we heard it
mastered. We heard it as
wow.
a band.
Yeah.
Mastered.
Feels good, huh?
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, so how many songs got mastered, you say? Only three or?
No. There's going to be, by tomorrow, all 10.
All 10, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, by the way, shout out to Yuli.
Yeah, dude.
From Laundry Room Recording Studio in Highland Park. That fool just came through for us today and mastered two of the songs specifically for this show, and then he's doing mastering the rest of our album. It's awesome. Freaking, that was a come up. And also, thanks to Lee. For coming through in the clutch. Hello. Air 5.
Yeah. No, you know, I like to support you guys.
Fidel Castro.
You know, I like to support you guys. I like to support good music. Good friends. You know, they try to do their thing. So, you know, one way you do it is just like, you know, it's like, you know, scratch my back, I scratch your back later. No, literally, you're going to scratch my back later.
No, we'll give you... I'll give you a scratch, and then we'll put your name on the back of the album.
Henry's laughing like he's not going to do it.
Yeah.
You guys live like how many blocks apart, Henry?
It's like,
yeah, we know who's scratching his back. It ain't me.
Anyways, it sounded really good, man. Big props to you guys, man.
Thank you.
You know, you're killing it. Yeah. I can't wait to hear you guys again tonight, La Cita. We're going to have a great show tonight.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be fun tonight.
It's going to be like, it got so weird because it's going to be like Rock Espanol kind of, I don't know. I shouldn't even say that.
No, it's going to be. It's going to be.
Anyways, it's going to be
weird.
It's going to
be nice.
Yeah.
Rock Espanol. Rock Espanol. 93.
It's La Cita, though. It's like.
Pastilla. Yeah.
Dude, they have Mustache Mondays there. What's not to expect, honestly?
All kinds of shit.
And you're in downtown. Yeah. That's number two.
Yeah, but they're like, you know, like they seen that's going to be there tonight. It's going to be...
Yeah,
it'll be good.
It's a nice, clear night.
Yeah.
It's like the bands that are here are going to be there tonight is like the new, it's like what's rising in like the Silver Lake and Echo Park, honestly. Yeah. It's like them Howlin' Bones type people, like the fucking...
The Von Prosta,
like that type of stuff. That's what's coming up. Like all that... You know, everybody dressed nice, but you're fucking, you know, you're still like, maybe unemployed. You still got nice boots and jeans and shit, but you're maybe unemployed. Who knows? I don't know. But it'll be good. For real.
Cool, man. Have you guys tried this?
No. I want some, though. Dude, I have the biggest.
I gave up. I gave up.
I have the biggest body high right now from that J.
No, I'm down. I'm down.
Of course you're
what
down.
What is that? What do you. What it. Whoa, okay.
Zam. What's this called?
What is that?
This is
my mom
made this flan.
I'm going to call it the Sativa.
Flan,
the Sativa called
my mom made a flan last night for me.
Pretty good.
Hello, my mom, and she just like throws them.
I think the flan's on fire. I see smoke.
Well, they call the ghost flan.
Oh.
I want to make a strain called La Bearda Loca.
La Bearda Loca.
That'd be a
Viking
strain.
Viking Kush.
Yeah.
Vikings.
Why don't we have our own dispensary, Lee? That should be the next La Piñata dispensary.
I don't know. I don't want to feel like Al Capone.
Al Capone.
I just don't want to feel like.
Yeah, you buy an ounce. You know, you buy
like
an ounce.
A Gaudi.
You buy an ounce, you get a piñata.
Oh, that's a new the other pair like love. Yeah.
I like this song.
Our old album.
This one last year.
I like this.
Okay, we're gonna play this one. We will be right back, Piñata album.
Boom, boom, boom.
We'll be alone.
They're standing up. Okay, so the track we just heard right now,
Weekend.
It's one of my favorites, man.
Yeah.
I would hear that shit tonight.
Weekend.
Yeah. The video, too. The video's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the video?
Yeah, it's a good video. It's like really like Southern California, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, like, what I mean? Like,
from California and Vegas.
Yeah. You know? It's just desert, you know, mountain, like, well, drag, you know, cars. And
I did it in the junkyard. I actually had to.
Oh, man. Well, you had to give it up.
No. I had to resist.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. It wasn't a young truck? Where? Which?
Well,
well,
it's not a junkyard. It's a gold mine of old.
Who put it together for you?
Me and Ed Veronica did.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
She
did stop motion.
Yeah, she did the stop motion.
Nice work.
And then we edited
That's a good video.
Yeah.
And that was also with the help of the. For letting us use the equipment at the Echo Park Film Center.
Yeah.
Mm.
So they let us graciously.
Nice.
So came out good.
Really nice, yeah. So you guys down over there?
To where?
No, over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad. Yeah. Here you go.
Hey, I didn't hear it.
Oh,
I want the Mama Strain.
I don't know.
Oh, no, it's there.
Is there any more in there?
That's some good flan.
It's my PO calling. It's my PO calling. Hold on.
I used to have more of those.
Hello? Yeah. Hey, what's up, man? I'm almost done with the show. I should
Dang,
be there soon.
You can hear that. All right.
Roasting.
Okay, man.
All right.
Piñata party tonight. La cita.
Yeah, there was a guy from La Cita calling me, hey, where you at?
Oh,
I spoke to you a long time ago.
Go.
I'll be at the block in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
hey, so what are we? What's the deal with tonight? Like, how's the procedure going?
Oh, well, tonight's gonna be crazy, man. I'm just gonna like play by ear, but I'm gonna lay down the law.
We have plenty of time. I think we have plenty of time. I think everybody is gonna hopefully mind their manners.
Yeah, well, you know, all these bands that I'm working with tonight, I.
They're professionals.
I know how they work. Yeah, exactly.
They're fucking professionals.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly.
They are.
So,
simple as that.
So they're all gonna seven songs each, maybe.
Are we gonna use our? You want to use my kick drum and my floor tom?
Yeah, just the chills, and then they can just provide the hard
and also
yeah.
hardware too.
Yeah, but like, well, we'll see when we get there. Maybe I don't know. You know, but
like my just like the I have standard. You know, just the standard stands.
Okay.
Like that, they use their own snare. Kick pedal and
yeah, cymbals. The main
yeah
because
everybody has to have their own shit like that.
Yeah, everything else that gets beat up, you know.
My stuff's good. You know, you don't want it's good.
I lend you my car, but please bring it back with some gas.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, don't be chugging that thing into the station with a. And we have to call the battery guy.
Dude, I hear he went out of business. Poor guy.
Damn.
What happened to his van?
I don't know.
Let's buy
He seems like some great opportunity doing radio happened. You know?
Can I buy the van from him?
Did
please?
He sell the van, the battery van?
No, everything's still there, dude.
Damn it.
Battery van? Yeah, still there.
Do you like the battery?
I like it. You know, it's like my little toy right now. It's like my little. I don't know. It's like
Hot Wheel.
Yeah. You know what? On one time, I was cruising by his house. He's like, dude, that looks like a Hot Wheel, man. And I was like, yes. I love the rims. The rims is a killer.
Yeah,
it's a killer van.
Dude, I remember Henry Tickler and I right by your place just to show us your fucking battery.
Yeah.
crazy.
That was funny.
Yeah.
I like, damn, Lee lives this close to you. This is crazy.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But you know what? It's kind of slow. Kind of slow, but people like it.
It's a van.
Yeah.
They ain't supposed to be a hard van.
I want to paint it. I want to give it a look, probably, you know.
No, it's good. Why? Like the off-white. You know?
So. Give it a nice mural on the side.
I want to put a mattress inside.
Yeah, I used to have a van with a mattress. Holla. Dude, I had the sickest van. It's the biggest mistake I made in the past 2 years. Yeah, I was selling my freaking Ford beautiful 84 redone with hula curtains.
Actually, I remember the first time I met these guys was when they picked me up.
That's when you used to live with Liz and fucking... Oh,
yeah, I did.
They picked me up and they're like, it was for that show at the Prospector.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like,
Long Beach.
I thought my van was going to freaking roll on your street.
I think, like...
Well,
Yeah,
I remember getting out of the van because you lived on that giant hill.
Yeah, that hill.
Like, I was gonna fall out.
I thought my van was gonna topple over. And
yeah, it felt like
come
that.
Come on, don't do it. I love this van. Yeah, that was the first night. Not the first night we met, but like the first night you actually like we when shared was, words.
Yeah.
I think the first night we met was when we did Turtles Warehouse.
Yeah,
when it was just him and I, and like. I was that was crazy. It was him and I, two piece, and then you guys, and you wore your outfit, your tuxes.
Oh yeah,
with your, oh yeah,
with the top hats.
The top hats.
Where the hell did we get those top hats? I totally
dude, that shit
out.
Was.
Sonia got them.
I don't even remember.
That was
like, Sonia got him somewhere. You know, oh, she's an expert in that.
That was like two and a half.
She knows those tunnels.
Yeah. 2.5 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, really that long.
2009, man.
It's been wow.
2009. That's when I came along with this Turd Ferguson.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, I want to thank you guys for coming down to Piñata Hour. And,
thanks for having
that
us.
That sounds really good, man. Yeah, the new stuff.
For the other songs sound like, every song sounds like pretty much better. Different. Sounds good.
Well, I can't wait to hear tonight. I got to run to La Cita right now, so.
Literally.
He just called me right now.
I think we all just.
All right, dude, we want to thank Skid Row Studios. We want to thank Big Chain, a.k.a. Jeremy Hunzer.
Big Chain.
Yes, guys. Thanks.
I want to thank the Piñata stuff. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Buenas noches.
Thank you.
Hello.
Thank you, I want to thank Frank Lopo. Frank Lopo is going to be spinning there tonight, too.
And who else?
Tiana Nicole and Leticia Lesmin from Blue Jungle.
Dude, we got some fucking hot DJs tonight. I'm just talking about Frank.
It's a vampire night. Vampire night.
I knew it.
I got jokes right now.
All right, dude, we're going to let you go with Frank LePaul. I'm going to see you guys tonight at La Cita tonight.